You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. It's been more than 100 years since the 1906 earthquake that caused severe damage to San Francisco. Since then, Californians have long anticipated another big one to hit along the San Andreas Fault. KCBX's Sophie Lincoln spoke to local experts about the probability of such an earthquake and its potential damage to the Central Coast.
Seismologists say the big one is only a matter of time.
Be prepared when the big one hits.
Are you covered when the next big one hits?
Are we ready for the big one?
Oh, of course not.
Here in California, the hypothetical big one has loomed over us for many years. Based on seismic history and current data on the earthquake cycle, it's widely anticipated that the next big one will hit Southern California. While the San Andreas Fault does not run through San Luis Obispo County, it is close enough that a large-scale earthquake could cause damage to San Luis Obispo and the Central Coast. According to Cal Poly Geology Professor John Jasbinsek, since earthquakes do not follow a strict cycle, it's difficult to predict when exactly an earthquake may hit. Jasbinsek says paleoseismologists have hypothesized that the next big one along the San Andreas Fault will have a magnitude of around 7 or 7.5, which is slightly less than the 1906 earthquake's magnitude of 7.9.
It would still be a devastating event.
Of course, local damage would depend on the epicenter of the earthquake. If an earthquake occurs in the Bay Area, impacts to the Central Coast would be smaller. But if it happens in the Central Valley, impacts could be much larger. In terms of the potential damage of this hypothetical earthquake, Cal Poly Geotechnical Engineering Professor Rob Moss says ground damage, liquefaction, and disruption of electricity are among the potential effects of such a large earthquake. Liquefaction refers to solid ground becoming more liquid due to stress from ground accelerations during an earthquake. According to Moss, the Central Coast and California overall have strict building codes that are meant to prevent collapses during an earthquake.
In California, we have the best building codes in the world, and it's twofold. You have to have building codes and you have to have enforcement. And so that's part of the preparedness. It's long-term planning, good building codes, good enforcement, and then personal responsibility.
Besides building codes, San Luis Obispo County has an emergency plan in place. But San Luis Obispo County Emergency Services Manager Scott Jalbert says it would take roughly 72 hours for regional, federal, and state assistance to arrive after an earthquake.
But probably the more important thing is that the citizens need to know that they may be on their own for up to 3 days and they need to be prepared.
Other measures the county has taken to prepare include identifying target hazards, key infrastructure, and making sure that hospitals have backup generators. Cal Poly also has its own emergency management director, Anthony Knight, who is in charge of planning, preparation, outreach, and response for all hazards that might affect the campus community.
We need to do risk assessments and hazard vulnerability assessments to determine what our threats are here at Cal Poly. One of those being an earthquake, right? In California, it's one of our major seasons, fire, flood, wind, and earthquakes.
Cal Poly has its own emergency operations plan, and preparation measures and information can be found online at emergency.calpoly.edu. Knight advises being prepared by storing water and food, as earthquakes can disrupt power and water lines. To prepare an earthquake emergency kit, visit prepareslow.org. For KCBX News, I'm Sophie Lincoln.